You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G with you on a Football Friday, a wild card weekend Football Friday. Coming up next hour, Joe Gallant will join us, give out his favorite touchdown props for this weekend. We'll talk to our buddy Eddie Gross from FanDuel later on in the show. And we got picks and a ton to get to here. But Joe, why don't we throw out some props? We know BetQL is giving props. People can go sign up now, betql.com/props. And we're in on that, which is awesome, with 10 props. And you guys could go out and win $2,000 if you have the most correct. But there's also a ton of props to wager on. And we know people love doing this for these six games. And I think a lot of people probably for this weekend will do this because, hey, they might be jumping in and they don't feel like they've handicapped these teams all year. But you know what? This guy might score. That guy might go over his yard total. So let's give out some of our favorite props here for Wildcard Weekend. You want to start us off? What are you thinking?
Yeah, you know what? Since we were just talking about those Saturday games, why not start with those quickly? Because there's one that I'm looking at in particular in each matchup. And first game of the weekend, Vegas-Cincinnati. I know it wasn't a great performance in his first week back after missing a ton of time, but the Bengals are not great against tight ends. They struggled against Waller in the last matchup. On the season, they've given up the fourth most catches, fifth most yards, and touchdowns to tight ends. I'm talking 96 grabs, 1,083 yards, and 8 touchdowns. And you have one of the best in the game. Waller, his number for the receiving yards is 59.5 over at FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm sure that's going to climb as we get closer and closer. I don't see the receptions yet, but in this matchup, what I find most enticing are Darren Waller props.
I like that. And when he's healthy, we know how much of a difference maker he is. Joe, in the same game, I'll throw out this one also on the Raiders side. I would go over Josh Jacobs' carries. The number feels very low to me. It's 16.5 on FanDuel. Over the past three games, Josh Jacobs has 69 carries, almost 70 carries over the last three games. So we could do the math on that. That's more than 16.5 per game. 25-plus carries in two of the last three games. And, I mean, he's their guy. Like, you know, we know some teams, they will share carries, even if they have a lead back. Like, I know in Philadelphia, Miles Sanders is their lead back. But, you know, Boston Scott gets involved. Jordan Howard gets involved. It's not – Miles Sanders doesn't get 20 carries in games. Josh Jacobs does. They ran the ball 28 times last week, Joe. He had 26 of the carries. I feel like they're going to want to keep Joe Burrow off the field, keep this game, you know, kind of under control. 16.5 carries? That feels like a number I like.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the way you have to play it in this specific matchup. I agree with you. In the Saturday night game between New England and Buffalo, the one that really pops to me, and we've said the Patriots have to run the football, how much do we trust that we know it's going to be Damien Harris? They're going to run the ball. But as always with Belichick squads, are you sure you know which back he's going to use the most? That's always the question. But I am fairly confident that this is a Damien Harris game. And taking a look at the rushing props, these have gone up throughout the week. I don't see Damien Harris listed there, actually, which is – let me double check here, because I did see on some sites it was mid-50s. I want to make sure that we give the accurate number on FanDuel.
I was having trouble finding him, too, yesterday, just for the record.
Okay. Why – they took him down – early in the week it was listed in the mid-50s, so they took it down for the moment. I wonder – okay. Why that is. Because I do see Stevenson, and he's in the low 40s.
Right. So I've got a different way to play the same angle. Mac Jones, under 205.5. I mean, he didn't get close to that in either game against the Bills. Is that where you were going, Joe G?
I've got a similar angle. I've got Mac Jones under 30.5 attempts. Feels like a lot.
It feels
what
like a lot.
What number did you say, Paul?
205.5.
Where do you see that?
FanDuel. I saw
okay. Well, why am I seeing 243.5?
No, passing yards for Mac Jones.
Passing yards. I played
that's
it.
Josh
on
Allen.
I
that's
played
Josh
it.
Allen.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. We talked so much about the weather, and I was assuming that you were talking about Josh Allen.
Oh, no. I'm playing the same angle of your rushing props for the Patriots. So
sure.
I see 205.5 under. He didn't get close to that in either game against the Bills already. Weather, everything else. I know it's a low number, but.
We're all on the same page. It's a running game for the Patriots. He's attacking the yards. I'm attacking the attempts. Now, the one thing I do worry about for both of us is if the Bills are up late, he's going to have to throw, right? I mean, he could be at 23 attempts in the fourth quarter, and then they have no choice but to throw the football with 2 minutes to go. So that I mean, you could get – but we're all also on the Patriots, or at least you and I are, Joe, on the Patriots plus four. So I think they're winning or it's close, and then I'm not so worried about his pass attempts going over. That's a lot. Could you imagine it? Why would Belichick throw the ball 35 times in this game?
No, I don't see it. Well, you're down by two scores. That's it.
Right. That's the way. But I don't think the game will express itself like that.
Anybody interested in Josh Allen rushing 44.5?
I'm going to play it because I'm already playing the rushing leader. So, yeah, count me in on that, rushing leader for the playoffs. But, yeah, I'll double dip. I think they have to. I know people are talking about Devin Singletary and the run game's kind of come up of late. It's got to be Josh Allen. It's got to be kitchen sink.
I like that. Okay, I got one to start us off for the Sunday games. Eagles-Bucks. I mean, I was waiting for this all week to post. I'm going to go over Jalen Hurts, 48.5 rushing yards. I mean, the Bucs have just got run all over by quarterbacks. And Hurts is healthy. First time in 6 weeks, full participant on a Wednesday. He had 44 when these two teams played each other in October. And, you know, before he got hurt, Joe, the game they lost to the Giants, when they lost that game in November, they had started to use him, like, through the tackles as a runner. Like, they would design runs where he would go not just a scramble, not just an RPO where he goes off the edge. Like, they're designing a run, and he's going through the middle running the football. But 48.5, I think he gets this if he's – most of the time he gets this anyway when he's healthy. I like that for Jalen Hurts.
I like a rushing prop in this game, but I wasn't thinking the Philadelphia side. I'm looking at the other side.
Fournette?
Isn't it playoff Lenny time? Yeah. The anytime touchdown, that's juiced too much. I'm seeing -135. Some spots have -150 on him, but 63.5. And then the health of Jones is up in the air as well, right? So it might be all him.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to see Jones in this game.
Yeah, 63.5 for the Fournette number. I like that. I'm going Fournette.
Let me throw this one at you. Cowboys 49ers, rushing prop. I would go Ezekiel Elliott under 47.5. The Niners are good against the run. Pollard's probably going to be back. I feel like he could take some carries and take some yards, like a chunk play. I wouldn't be surprised Zeke scores a touchdown. I mean, they always like to get the ball to Zeke around the end zone, and that's how he kind of feels involved. But he's only averaged, what, 58 or so yards a game this year? This is who he is now. I don't think he's going to top 47, 48 yards in this game. Go under.
The you know, Ed Fang had me thinking about Amari Cooper unders and how he has not been used in that offense a little bit. Just a quick note there. But the player that I gravitate to in this game, I don't see San Francisco hanging around unless Debo Samuel has a big game. So I was looking at him. The number for the receiving yards is 64.5. I know in our giving props, they put the rushing on there, right? The rushing was an option. Yeah, but I'm looking.
Yeah,
I'm looking more at the receiving yards, and I also noticed one book that did a boost on Debo anytime touchdown into plus money. I love that one.
Ooh,
yeah.
Wow. I mean, he's their whole offense.
Right.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, he's -115 on FanDuel if you want to jump in. But since I expect San Francisco to be in this game, that means Debo Samuel has to have a monster performance.
How about this one, Sunday Night Football? I'm trying to find myself something to be invested in this thing for three hours.
Can I throw one more quickly from that game?
Go for it.
The Jimmy G number, I feel like it's a little bit low, and it's in the two. It's climbing. It's 248.5 now. When I saw it earlier in the week, it's in the 230s. Okay, forget that. We can move on. Sorry.
How about Big Ben? Longest pass under 33.5 yards. I mean, the guy's averaging 9.6 yards per completion. Their offense doesn't throw the ball down the field. I mean, you know, someone could break a pass, obviously, and go from 10 yards and run for a while. But 33.5 yards for a Ben Roethlisberger completion in 2022?
Catch and run. That's what you're banking on. How's the Chiefs secondary going to be? Are they going to give up some kind of a big play? I would think not with the air yards of what is it? Is it negative now? What are we doing?
He's averaging 9.6 yards. I mean, he's dead last in the NFL. 9.6 yards per completion. They don't throw the ball down the field. I like that one.
Here's one that's not posted. But I'm just saying, take a look. Because none of the rushing props are posted in this game. But I expect it to be a Darrell Williams contest. So I'll be looking at the Darrell Williams numbers for darn sure. None of those are posted at any of the sites right now because of the questions about Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, I like a lot of props here. More than I typically do. Maybe it's because we're honing in on these games more. I'm like,
that's exactly what it is. Yes.
And one I mentioned yesterday, I mentioned Gronk's over yards at 56.5 yesterday. He's plus 130 for a touchdown.
Oh, my goodness.
Automatic.
That's
like the Eagles are terrible against tight ends. They might put Slay on them. I don't know, but like to try and slow them down. But plus money with Gronk against that defense, and with Brady with nowhere else to go, automatic.
That I might consider a 2 touchdown for Gronk game.
Yeah, I looked at that too.
Yep. I mean, you figure the plan's going to be Darius Slay's on Mike Evans, and they'll try to bracket Gronk, and they'll say like, all right, if Scotty Miller's going to beat us, Scotty Miller's going to beat us, but. It's still Gronk, right? Like, he finds the hole, especially in the red zone. I mean, I don't know if he's going to have 100 yards because they might just double him, but the red zone is his spot.
Red zone. Yep.
Yeah.
Do we want to throw one out there for Monday or wait?
Well, I don't know how to play it, but I am just focused on the Cam Akers thing. I think it's fascinating that Cam Akers is back. I mean, he tore his Achilles in August.
I'm focused on Zach Ertz. Offense is going through him right now. 7 receptions, 10 targets, 7 receptions, 9 targets, 8 catches, 13 targets, 6 catches, 11 targets. Kyler's feeding him big time.
52.5 is the number right now for his receiving yards.
5.5 catches is plus 120.
That's a big night, but I would take it. I love Ertz. I mean, he just has always found a knack to get open and find ways to make a play. Joe O, Joe G, it is BetQL Daily presented, as always, by FanDuel Sports. On the other side, Gil Gallant. We threw out some touchdown score props. He'll throw out some more and help us with our props for wildcard weekend. Gil Gallant joins us next right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.